The Future Tense podcast is supported by New Horizons of Minnesota, working to help professionals master communication, leadership, and customer service techniques with business skills training. Online at nhmn.com.
The clash of the old and new media economies. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Last month, the Associated Press Wire Service created an internet tempest when it demanded a website take down headlines and short excerpts of AP stories for which the site had not paid. The AP claimed the excerpting was a theft of its intellectual property, but the prevailing feeling in the blogosphere was that the AP just didn't get it, that it should be grateful for the web links to its content. New media analyst Jeff Jarvis says the AP incident signifies the struggle between the old and new media economies.
The news business has been built on the idea that content has value, and it does, it has. But now what has greater value is the link. For content without a link is the tree that fell in the forest that nobody saw or turned into newsprint. And the AP is operating under the assumption that their magnet, their asset, is their content, and don't take that from us or any part of that from us. Operate by our rules. The bloggers think very differently. The bloggers think, if I quote your lead and your headline and send a link to you, I'm giving you a gift, which is traffic, which is people. And so we're seeing the clash of the content economy and the link economy.
It's easy to understand the AP's point of view here, isn't it? I mean, it's spending a lot of time and money producing stories and doesn't want to see any old website just rip them off.
Sure, it's absolutely understandable. But then again, the AP is dealing in a commodity, which is news and information. Now when news is put up online, whoever puts it there, it's instantly everywhere. At the speed of a click, it becomes a commodity. And so I think the important thing in news is for us to get direct links to journalism at its source, because that's how it's going to get supported. People going to an original journalist's report and seeing the ads there is the only way that guy's going to make any money to support that journalism. Now, the AP has made a living of putting content through a mill, taking the stories, rewriting them, making them suitable for a national audience, and putting them back out. And that was fine for a century or so. But what's lost in that is the link to the original journalism. And so we have a different ethic of the link online that I think the AP has to figure out.
So you describe the importance of links in the news business now as the link economy. What do you mean exactly?
Getting seen is the most important thing online, and the way you're seen is either through a link or through search. Now, some news organizations have resented both. Some news organizations in the early days tried to stop people from deep linking in. They wanted everyone to go to their homepage. They wanted to package the world. Well, that didn't work. Some news organizations, especially in Europe, have even tried to shut off Google, which is suicidal, because how else is someone going to discover you? What happens online is that the link is what has value. If someone links to you, you can exploit that with advertising. If someone links to you, it gives you branding and reputation. And if someone links to you, it also gets you higher up on Google, and it gives you more Google juice, which is probably the greatest asset these days online.
Why does the import of these questions go beyond just sort of inside baseball of the news business?
How we get news matters to society. There's a new architecture of media out there. It's not going to operate as it used to. And if we try to protect the past, that's no strategy for the future. So figuring out and trying and experimenting with new models for news and how we gather it and share it is vital to the survival of journalism and thus to the good, ordered running of society.
Jeff Jarvis writes the Buzz Machine blog and is associate professor and director of the Interactive Journalism Program at the City University of New York. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.